here's a story from The World.
A lot of money is spent on weapons in the Middle East, not nearly as much on humanitarian aid. Today, the head of the World Food Program, David Beasley, singled out one country that desperately needs international support to feed its people, Yemen.
It is a disaster. We are supporting about 13 million people as we speak. About 8.9 million of them are getting half rations.
The impact can be seen in clinics across Yemen that specialize in treating malnutrition in young children. Aida Al-Sadiq is a medical doctor and assistant professor at the University of Aden in southern Yemen, and she joins us from Aden. Dr. Sadiq, for many years, you ran the child program at the Sadaka Hospital in Aden that treats children with malnutrition. How does malnutrition occur in children, and why does it happen?
Malnutrition is either primary malnutrition due to lack of food, which is most common in my country, or it could be secondary to underlying illnesses.
A documentary about malnutrition in Yemen has just come out. Yes. It's called Hunger Ward. And part of the film was shot at Sadaka Hospital. Yes. In Aden, in the nutrition clinic where you were working. You're in the film, and here's a scene from it.
Fatma, give me the Lambo bag.
We see an infant on a hospital bed. She's unconscious. You're there giving her compressions, and you call out for a breathing pump. It's very tense. Can you talk us through that moment? What do you remember from that day?
It was a very sad experience for me because my work is to help people to survive, to resuscitate people, not to be lost. It's very painful for me, really. I cried at that time because I stood helpless. I felt I can't do anything for this life. That's why I saw the movie. It was very sad for me. Makes me remembering something I went through, which was very bad.
The infant died. What happened to the infant?
Yes, the infant died because, look, families here, because of ignorance, they brought their babies lately.
What happened, as I saw it, was to that infant was that a breathing pump was put in the infant's mouth, and I think a relative of the infant then tried to feed the boy.
Yes, she cried at that time. She started to blame other, but this is the case all the time.
It was very sad. Your work in that clinic, it goes on even as war continues in parts of Yemen, and economic troubles cause millions of Yemenis to live with hunger. I want to ask you, how much has this war affected the number and severity of malnutrition cases?
Yes, I did studies, many studies. The last one, undernutrition and management outcome before and after 2015 armed crisis, it showed that before 2015 armed crisis, it was 23 or something like this, the severe acute malnutrition, the number doubled. This is accepted. This is a consequence of a war.
So it's become acceptable that this has gone on. Dr. Al-Sadiq, what would you like Americans to understand about how serious the problem of malnutrition is in Yemen among children?
American people or American administration or Biden administration?
Both.
People, we need your voice to speak to your administration to help us not to support this war against Yemenis. Otherwise, you will see Yemen without Yemenis. It's very heartbreaking and painful.
Aida Al-Sadiq is a medical doctor and assistant professor at the University of Aden in southern Yemen. She was telling us about the problem of malnutrition in Yemeni children, the subject of a new film called Hunger Ward. Dr. Al-Sadiq, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks. Shukran.